in 10 years from now. People suffer, but from our current perspective, they'd have had it pretty good. Like the people from the suburbs, never trouble from the hood. But the people in the suburbs got their own set of troubles. Plus the wealthy and celebrities can definitely struggle. So does poorer make you more inclined to draw greater sympathy? Or being a minority deserves the other's empathy? Cause mentally we are ready to choose a certain side. Cause suffering's a game we all play until we die. And the more points we can make is how much worse we claim to have it. And that drowning in our sorrows is some standard form of habit. Give it up now. We get it, man, you have it tough now. But everybody has a struggle, everywhere's a tough town. And it's a sliding scale from inconvenient to severe. And some places are more dangerous, where people live in fear. Where there's power, there's corruption. Where there's money, there is greed. And when there's lies, there lies prejudice. And where the hatred breeds, if you take it to the streets, you'll notice violence succeeds. And only bringing more violence and ringing in deceased. And it's disease that's seeded through the people who got a short fuse. And when you win the war on drugs, you know that more lose. And when you loan to college students, you enslave them. And they wonder why frustration plagues their brains, cause we made them. And that's a statement when your presidential hopeful only preys on fear and floats in loads of hatred. But a boatful ain't no wall tall enough to block ignorance and lazy of the people that are already here. I'm convinced they're crazy. So what you're saying is phony. This world is prone to go. If we don't kill each other, this earth is ready to overflow. Intolerance and greed are competing for us to overthrow this fantasy of reason and peace that we have grown to know. No, I'm trying to say open your eyes up. Accept that we done screwed up and it's time for us to rise up and wisen up. Stop teaching kids to hug their feelings, cause not everyone's a winner. And that sometimes there's a ceiling, but that ceiling can be broken by innovation and hard work. And sometimes the ceiling is just some odd jerk working under bullies and idiots. That's a part of life, but learning how to fight through those challenges makes you smart in life. Yeah, don't preach entitled, teach in finance. We're weakest when we're idle and our actions are what define us. There's truth in sciences, not just on faith, but those mountains of research and studies that others pave. Don't deny your spirit, the unknown outweighs the known. When we're left with only thoughts, our mind can find we're not alone. And most importantly, think for yourself, I can't be clearer. Using lyrics from my rap as a guide for life is drear. I ain't qualified to give you advice, I ain't a doctor. I'm just sitting out here, spitting verses for y'all to walk to. Maybe some of what I'm saying resonates within you. Or maybe there's a quote that I wrote you hate and just offends you. That's the only thing I need from y'all, just to continue to keep penning these last tracks that we've all been through. If I can take you down, my words evoke emotion. My subject matter causes dispute, that's all I'm hoping. It ain't much left to say, my breath is running thin. But if you made it through the most of this track, you made me grin. Maybe you're a writer or artist or someone who creates. What you bring into this world has a value beyond debate. And I'll say it again, this life is tough, but so are you. It's complex and involved, and you fall more than you flew. But this life is yours to make it as great as you can, or not at all. Cause you're the artist and your life is the canvas upon the wall.